Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, April 28th, and I am reading from the New International Version. Today in the Gospel of Luke, we get to read the beloved Christmas story from Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 21. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to his own town to register. So also Joseph went up from Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. And she wrapped him in cloths, and she placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds out in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find the baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." And when the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." And so they hurried off and they found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. And when they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And everyone who heard it was amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary pondered up all these things and treasured them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had seen and heard, which were just as they had been told. On the eighth day, when it was time to circumcise the child, he was named Jesus, the name the angel had given him before he was conceived. And now let's turn over to the book of Psalms. Today we are reading Psalm 135. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise him, you servants of the Lord, you who minister in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praise to his name, for that is pleasant. For the Lord has chosen Jacob to be his own, Israel to be his treasured possession. I know that the Lord is great, that our Lord is greater than all gods. The Lord does whatever pleases him, in the heavens and on the earth, in the seas and all their depths. He makes clouds rise from the ends of the earth. He sends lightning with the rain and brings out the wind from his storehouses. He struck down the firstborn of Egypt, the firstborn of people and animals. He sent his signs and wonders into the midst, Egypt, against Pharaoh and all his servants. He struck down many nations and killed mighty kings. Sihon, king of the Amorites, Og, king of Bashan, and all the kings of Canaan. And he gave their lands as an inheritance to the people Israel. Your name, Lord, endures forever. Your renown, Lord, through all generations. For the Lord will vindicate his people and have compassion on his servants. The idols of the nations are silver and gold, made by human hands. They have mouths, but cannot speak, eyes, but cannot see. They have ears, but cannot hear, nor is there breath in their mouths. Those who make them will be like them, and so will all who trust in them. All you Israelites, praise the Lord. House of Aaron, praise the Lord. House of Levi, praise the Lord. You who fear him, praise the Lord. Praise be to the Lord from Zion, to him who dwells in Jerusalem. Praise the Lord. And now let's move to the book of Zechariah. Today we are in Zechariah chapter 4. Now, as I'm reading Zechariah, I am referring to several charts that I have in different study Bibles. So if you don't have a good chart on the different visions in Zechariah, email me and I will copy these and send them to you via email. But today we have the fifth vision, and this is a vision of a lampstand and two olive trees. And in the ESV study Bible, he says that the promise or the outcome of this vision is the rebuilding of the temple that is charged to Zerubbabel, remember he's the governor, and Joshua, the high priest, and will occur by the power of the Lord. And so with that, we'll read together Zechariah chapter 4. Then the angel who talked with me returned and woke me up. Like someone awakened from sleep, he asked me, "What do you see?" I answered, "I see a solid gold lampstand with a bowl at the top and seven lamps on it, with seven channels to the lamps. Also, there are two olive trees by it, one on the right of the bowl and the other on its left." I asked the angel who talked with me, "What are these, my Lord?" He answered, "Do you not know what these are?" "No, my Lord," I replied. So he said to me, "This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord Almighty." "What are you, mighty mountain? Before Zerubbabel, you will become level ground. Then he will bring out the capstone to shouts of, 'God bless it! God bless it!'" Then the word of the Lord came to me. "The hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of the temple. His hands will also complete it. Then you will know that the Lord Almighty has sent me to you." Who dares despise the day of small things, since the seven eyes of the Lord that range throughout the earth will rejoice when they see the chosen capstone in the hand of Zerubbabel? Then I asked the angel, "What are these two olive trees on the right and the left of the lampstand?" Again I asked him, "What are these two olive branches beside the two gold pipes that pour out golden oil?" He replied, "Do you not know what these are?" "No, my Lord," I said. So he said, "These are the two who are anointed to serve the Lord of all the earth." Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. I was struck by these words in Zechariah where he says, let me find it here, "not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. I believe this is a refrain throughout Scripture. We talked about it a little last week, and here it comes again. We are empowered by the Spirit of the Lord. It is not our own strength, but it is the strength of the Lord. And so we say, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will direct your paths. And so with that, I want to pray from today's prayer in the book of The Diary of Private Prayer, and day 27, the morning prayer. O most gracious God, grant that in everything that happens today, I may carry with me the remembrance of the sufferings and death of Jesus Christ, my Lord. For your fatherly love shown in Jesus Christ, your beloved Son, for His readiness to suffer for us, for the redemptive passion that filled His heart, I praise and bless your holy name. For the power of His cross in the history of the world since He came, for all who have taken up their own crosses and followed Him, for the noble company of martyrs, and for all who are willing to die that others may live, for all those who freely choose to suffer for the sake of others, for pain bravely endured, for sorrows of this life that have been used for the building up of eternal joys, I praise and bless your holy name. O Lord my God, you dwell in pure and blessed serenity beyond the reach of human pain, and yet you look down in unspeakable love and tenderness upon the sorrows of earth. Give me grace, I pray, to understand the meaning of the pain and disappointments that I am called to endure. Save me from worrying. Give me a strong heart to bear my own burdens. Give me a willing heart to bear the burdens of others. Give me a believing heart to cast all my burdens on you. Glory be to you, O Father, and to you, O Christ, and to you, O Holy Spirit, forever and ever. Amen.